So, Mr. Devlin, last game of the regular season, playoffs coming up.
Yes.
Who do the Raptors, I mean, deep down, if you surveyed all the Raptors, gave them total anonymity.
I think Washington.
Is who they'd want to play.
Yeah, I think Washington is the first round matchup that I think, you know, is in the books right now. But as you well know, could certainly change after tonight. Brooklyn's lost 3 of 4. There's a theory out there that, you know, Brooklyn, after losing last night, you know, they had won 6 of 7 and now 3 of 4 as they rest players, that quite possibly they're trying to avoid Chicago in that first round matchup. And then obviously try to get the Toronto Raptors. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's a tricky game to play.
Sure.
When you try to line yourself up, you know, from a first round standpoint to a second round, you know, because you may see a team that you don't want to see in the first round, but then you see a team that you want to see in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting to see how all this plays out. Washington can move up to 5th. Washington wins tonight in Cleveland and then Brooklyn loses, or pardon me, if Washington wins tonight in Boston and then Brooklyn loses in Cleveland, they will flip-flop.
You know, as I look at the potential matchups, or just look at the playoffs, I don't know why. Maybe it's kind of a trendy pick. I don't know, but I don't want any of the Bobcats if I'm the Raptors. You know, that concerns me as much as the Nets do.
Yeah, well, I think the reason why a lot of people will look at Charlotte and say, hey, you'll give them a shot as far as, you know, the Raptors going in to the postseason against them is based upon the fact that that is a team that does not have much playoff experience. And I think the biggest fear, or one of the biggest fears with a Brooklyn-Chicago meeting, certainly, is the whistle,
mm-hmm.
the playoff whistle. And when you have Brooklyn that has all those veterans, you know, to me that is something, you know, that you look around, they've been there before, they've done it before, and you say, okay, you know, can we get that playoff whistle against that team? And then you look at from a matchup half-court standpoint, they, I think, could be extremely difficult. So knowing that, I think that you look at Charlotte, and yes, Charlotte, for whatever reason, is one of those tough matchups for the Toronto Raptors. But I think some of it has been based upon the fact that they've looked at them, I think, lightly during the regular season, unfortunately. And one of them, if you go back to last season, you know, was a blown call by Ed Molloy at the end of the game. And that obviously could have altered, you know, their future success against Charlotte. But certainly it altered that one game.
Explain the playoff whistle to me. I mean, I know what you're getting at, and I know a lot of our listeners will as well. But maybe for the uninitiated, for those who haven't necessarily seen NBA officiating up close, explain the playoff whistle.
Right. You know, I think, you know, most of the times when you get into the playoffs, you know, they're not going to get into a situation where they want calls affecting outcomes of games. I really believe that officiating the NBA is the hardest league to officiate because of all the different variables. You know, number one is, you know, size. Shaquille O'Neal, when he was on the inside, when he's getting hacked by somebody that's 6'5", but yet, you know, he bumps into somebody 6'5", and they fall over. I mean, it is extremely difficult to call an NBA game because there is contact on every play. And in the postseason, there is, without question, you know, contact on every play. And when you look at a team like Brooklyn, you know, they're going to get after you. And you look over there and you have Paul Pierce and you have Kevin Garnett, who have, you know, certainly resumes that are going to be headed to the Hall of Fame. And so, you know, given the fact that it's going to be an environment in which it's going to be extremely physical, you know, that's ultimately playoff, you know, whistle. It's different, you know. They want players, I think, you know, to dictate the outcome of games. They're not going to, you know, at the end of a game, you know, shot goes up. They're not necessarily going to blow, you know, the whistle on a shot because they, you know, they want to make sure that, you know, that's not a part of it, you know. You with me on that?
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, the only thing, I just don't trust. Here's the thing. I get it because I don't, and, you know, this is just my opinion. I don't trust NBA officials. You're right. I think it's a hard game to call. I think there's a lot of factors. There's a lot of relationships and reputation involved in calls in the NBA. And that's just the way the game is.
Yeah, but I think that's in every sport. I think the difference. Yeah,
that's true. Strike zones.
Look at the strike zone.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in New York. I'm listening to local radio and then, you know, obviously have on, you know, ESPN here, just, you know, seeing what they're talking about. And, you know, they're talking about, you know, the strike zone and, you know, whether or not the high strike is called. You know, the thing that always gets me about baseball is umpires saying my strike zone. That's not in my strike zone. Well, wait a minute. It's in the book.
Yep.
The book's dictates what a strike zone is.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that we're getting off now on a completely different thing. But, you know, I do believe that when you get into the playoffs, the officiating in the NBA to me is the hardest based upon the bodies, the factors, the proximity of the crowd to, you know, the floor, all the different things that go into it. And, you know, when you go up against a team like Brooklyn, look, it's going to be physical. Dwayne Casey's talked about the physicality of it for his team. You know, you, from a mental standpoint, if you're DeMar DeRozan, you have to, when Saturday or Sunday comes and you enter your first postseason game, you're going to have to understand that when you put the ball on the floor and you're going to the rim, that there's going to be contact. There may not be a call, but you got to just keep doing it.
Hey, Matt, I was just going to say very quickly in about 30 seconds here, what does Dwayne Casey do tonight as far as the lineup goes? Does he rest guys, or do you have your regular team out there?
Well, I don't have a feel for it right now, but knowing Dwayne, I would say that he's always one that does not like to mess with the basketball gods. But you do have to rest some guys, I think, and get ready for this weekend. It's one of those, you know, you're kind of up in the air. It's going to be interesting to see.
Matt, it was good of you to do this. Enjoy New York. Enjoy the game tonight, and I'm really looking forward to the playoffs. It's going to be a hoot. This is a tremendous story, and we're lucky to be I'm lucky to be in the periphery of it. You guys are real lucky to be right in it.
Well, we are, and it's going to be great. And as my good friend Hubie Brown said, reputations are made or broken in the playoffs, and that's what's great about it.